We'll start here. Sound check. Mac.
Oh, I have the I have a clicker thingy.
You do?
Yes.
Get it.
And we're like,
do it. Do the clicky thing.
Okay, now we're official.
Right? Yeah. We got a clippy board, clappy board thing. I don't even know what the heck that thing is called.
Oh, man. So, if you don't know, hi, my name is Simon. I'm considered the evil twin, I guess.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm the slightly younger, but just as evil twin.
1 minute is slightly enough.
Right.
Yeah.
But we thought of a name now. Do you know what our name is?
You can say it.
All right, well, welcome to Twin Appropriate Behavior!
He thought of the dance and everything.
I did. I choreographed it. It was great. Before we start,
We have a really special shout-out.
In this segment I just made up called The Twitter Circle! So an old high school friend hit us up, and she has twins, and she saw the first podcast, and they thought it was really cool to see twins on screen, but we think it's cool when we get to know other twins,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree.
So, shout out to
Bryce, he's the older one, so I get to shout him out.
And Camden, because he's the younger one, so I get to shout him out. What's up, guys?
Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching, we really appreciate it. And your mom is that cool where she knows not so famous YouTubers.
And twins!
Yeah!
Other twins!
That just means they're cool. Never met these kids, but right. I know they're 100% the coolest kids ever.
Oh, they're cool. Is a mom like that? Yeah. Well, shout out to all of you guys. Thanks, Amanda, for letting me know. And all right, on with the show. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now we have a name, so we'll be developing things as we go along, but we figured this was fun. We wanted to do it again and make it proper.
I guess proper? Well, I mean, we had a whole mic setup that went...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Lights and whatever. Yeah, we're proper.
But what are we talking about today, Mark?
Well, you decided. No, I decided.
You decided this.
I think we wanted to talk about Filipino superstitions.
Yes, because growing up, we went through some of them. And, I mean, we can't speak for all the entire culture of the Philippines, but there's some common ones that I actually ended up learning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some that's not listed on there, but there was some where I thought, I still kind of think about it. I still realize that this is why I bought the kind of house that I did versus others. But we'll get into that one.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool one.
Ooh, what a
weird one.
What a teaser. But I was going through the list of the common ones, and there's a couple of them I don't know. But
well, let's start with those. We'll just start kind of the weird ones that kind of caught us off guard and kind of see how we feel about them.
Okay, so the one I didn't know about was the number of steps of staircases at home should not be divisible by 3.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a new one to me. That's one of the first ones I saw when I was just researching some of these, because there were some that we already knew about, some that we're going to talk about. But this one was weird, because it turns out that we say...
Pop quiz, how many steps are your staircase?
I don't know.
Then you're... Is it lucky?
Well, because, you know, from what I read here, right, as Filipino folks go up the stairs, they chant 3 words. First being oro, plata, and mata, right?
Wasn't that gold,
silver
and bronze?
Yeah.
Is it death?
Yeah, it's death.
Oh, shit. I'm talking about Olympic medals here. Actually,
yeah,
like, imagine getting a bronze medal instead. You get like a death medal or something.
I should have just gotten 4th. Shoot. But the whole reasoning behind this, as they chant, like the last step will be the thing that you receive, right? So if it's gold, you'll have good fortune and stuff. I don't want to count the stairs because, well, I'm not very superstitious anyway, but I don't want that kind of lingering in the mind. It's like, you're only going to get silver. You might as well be, you're so close to death. And I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah,
but
that's a new one.
Yeah, but there's a lot of house ones that are kind of a thing where one that I forgot, I think it was in Filipino class. Yes, there was a Filipino class in high school.
That was cool. We actually, short story, we actually were part of the class that pioneered it. It was really fun. Yeah. But anyway, that's how we got to it.
We just wanted an easy language.
Yeah, but got an A.
Yeah. That was a fun class.
It was.
But from what I recall, it was like never buy a house that's not in a cul-de-sac, but in the middle of a
cul-de-sac. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Right, so if you have like a little T here, and the house is here in the intersection, they say it's bad luck because maybe a car will crash. And then that's what I remember hearing, but I know that was a thing that, you know, to consider when buying a house, right? So, you know, I just imagine people like my parents, maybe older generations, they would go up the stairs like, oh, this is a nice house. Okay, oro, plata, mata. Nope, I'm not buying this house.
And it's like a good price. It's in your school district. No. You stepped on death.
Therefore, no.
Just so you know, I'm totally going to count the steps when I leave. I'm curious.
I kind of want to do that after this podcast.
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah. You know, if I had the wireless mics working, I would just kind of chat all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just hear me go, damn it! Or, woo! You know?
Well, to be fair, I haven't found these stairs to be extremely lucky, because how many people have fallen off of them?
But nobody's died.
Yeah. That's like ultimate bad luck, but a little bit of bad luck. Somebody's fallen.
Well, the good news is if you die, you'll never have bad luck again.
True that, but I found. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It solves your problem.
It's not the best solution, but here we go. Anyway, but the kind of going on to the house thing, right? And you had a show when you were dealing with your couple of bandmates, right? The dance troupe that you were with.
Yeah.
What was the name of that show?
Tao. Oh, the show.
Yes.
The concert we did. Tao Po.
So, do you know what that means?
Yeah, there's somebody here. Like, I'm here. Or there's a human here. I guess it's hard to translate in English. But
no, that's correct.
Like,
you're right.
It's basically the anybody home?
Yes.
In Tagalog, right?
But you know why that is. It's actually based off of superstition.
What?
Yes. Okay, so if you're kind of walking, to someone's house in the door, mm-hmm. you knock and you say, "Oh, tao po," and you're correct in that context. That's the more common context behind it, to say, "Hey, is anyone home?"
I thought that was like a polite thing to do, like to announce.
It is.
I didn't know it was based on.
But it's rooted in that. So the idea is, you're not asking if anyone's home. You're letting the people inside know that you're a human being and not a spirit trying to take them.
Oh!
Yeah. You know, could you imagine? Tok, tok, tok. Momo po!
Like, hell no! Momo is ghost. Yeah. It's going to be like, Momo po!
Hell no. I'm not opening that door.
Imagine it's just a Pac-Man ghost.
Where are the pellets?
Oh no!
Oh no, it's a commercial!
I told you it would happen. Hey, we don't make enough money for YouTube Premium, okay? So, but help us out. Maybe we won't have commercials in the background.
Hurry, skip ads.
Where's the remote?
This is how embarrassing. We're professionals.
We were talking about getting better this time. And now we got YouTube commercials playing in our background. Brilliant.
There we go. As we were, okay. It doesn't matter if we edit this out or not. But yeah, but as I was saying, it's based off. It is polite, but you're polite in the sense that I'm not here to kill you. I'm
or
a person.
Take your soul.
You know, it's like knock, knock, knock. Friend or foe. Oh, you know, it's kind of that concept. So,
okay, that's cool. Yeah.
And then there was a whole bunch. I wish I've had that full list. This is just this kind of a quick list that I had here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't know any other ones off the top of your head that are house related?
House ones, I can think of things like. I remember mom saying to put coins in the corner of the house,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter what kind of coins. It was just supposed to like bring good luck or good fortune or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have any coins.
No, but that's another one I read now that I remember. Like, it wouldn't be just in the corners. Some do the corners, but the original superstition is that, you know, the lowest part of the house. So if you have a basement... You know, you throw coins in there every so often. And there was these stories I was reading on the internet where I was always wondering, my grandma would randomly go open the door to the basement and throw pennies down it.
She did that? Really?
Yeah. That's when? Not our Lola, but it was one of the stories that I've seen.
Oh, it was sick. I can imagine cute Nana.
It's like, okay. Guy, nah. Cling, 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 cling.
Imagine?
Yeah. So yeah, there were some house ones, but like some of the more common ones, I think a lot of folks are pretty aware of, I guess, celebration ones.
Oh like yeah. And one. There's a particular delicious one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And everyone loves it, especially the non-Filipinos.
Right.
And they're like, they always pronounce it the most awkward way. So, you know, why do we have pancit?
So we have Ponset. Oh my god, am I like 13? Ponset. It's supposed to, we have, it's not even just Ponset, but like we have noodles.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to represent long life and stuff, but I don't really know.
Yeah, no, that is the premise.
No, I mean, I don't really know if that's really going to happen for you. But it's a delicious superstition that I will always partake in.
Well, that's why it's in all celebrations, right? Yeah. So it's well wishing, you know, may your fortunes be, you know, long as the noodle and whatnot. That sounds really strange.
Demonetized.
Not again.
We just started.
But that's one of the biggest things. And it's, everyone loves Ponsits one way or another.
Yeah, there's also so many versions, but nah. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's one. And another one is for New Year's.
Oh, there's a bunch of them for New Year's.
Yeah. Like one that comes off top of my head right off the bat is jumping right at midnight, jumping up and down as much as you can. Because, you know, we Filipinos, we're not known to be tall.
So, yeah. So if you jump right at midnight, you're going to grow that year.
Yeah.
It also works when you're a full ass adult.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. A grown ass adult jumping up and down. He goes, I'm going to get taller. Yeah, we do it. It's fun. It really is fun because, you know, it's just we're celebrating, we're whooping and hollering for the new year and stuff like that. I must have jumped side to side too much times. I grew this.
Wow. How would one jump sideways? trying to juke the new year.
Juke the new year.
Another one. Mom and Lola would always make us do like, have to wear polka dots.
Yeah, polka dots.
Circles, we're lucky.
Yeah,
but check it out. I got my polka dots on right here.
It's not even on my socks. Ears.
I don't know, but maybe it's lucky.
Good thing you had the shoe on because we have to charge extra for feet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's going to be on the paid tier. So, I've been told to have nice feet for a guy. Anyway.
So another, not really celebrations, but gift giving, right? You know, you one of my favorite gifts that you've given me are wallets, right? Like one of them was, what's it called? A wallet from Coach.
Oh.
Made out of upcycled baseball gloves.
Yeah.
So clever.
Perfect.
Love that wallet. Used it for so many years. And what did you put inside the wallet when you gave it to me?
I put monies in stuff.
Yes. So that is, I don't know if it's strictly Filipino, but it is very popular amongst the culture where you know, if you are going to give a gift that's a wallet.
Or even a purse.
Or a purse, yeah, right? Anything that carries money, you put money inside of that wallet or purse, and that's to show good fortune.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's like, nah, you're going to be poor.
It's like, oh, I give you empty wallet. Going to stay empty.
Yeah. Stay empty forever.
It's funny because I don't know what it is about with superstitions, Filipino superstitions with money, but like you can't give shoes as a gift.
I was going to talk about that too.
Yeah, because they say if you give this person shoes as a gift, they're going to walk out of your life. However,
or Nikes, they'll run away.
Right? At least they'll be champion. So they'll run away. But if you leave money in the shoe and you instruct them to give the money back to you, it's like they're buying the shoe instead. So it's not necessarily them taking it for free that they're purchasing these shoes. It's like a quote unquote, I guess, a hack. it's a bad luck hack.
Ooh, that was not attractive. Yeah, no. I've heard of that. It's funny, there are other ones that I don't remember the details, but to solve it was throw money at the problem.
First world problem.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, Nicole, you have bad luck, here's money.
I should just say I have bad luck at every family party, see what happens. Just throw money at me.
So on to the next one. One that I learned as a new parent, where, you know, we go to a household, a bunch of Filipinos, and they're just like, they see the baby, but they try not to be all super like
excited
and super elated. Or to touch the baby and hold the baby, you know, before until they say something like "wera usog."
Oh yeah,
you heard of that. Uh-huh. So you know, it's kind of a thing where, let me see if I have it here. So if we don't do that, you know, we're inviting bad spirits to come and make the baby sick.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Another interesting baby one that I've seen at every Filipino funeral, and I know you've seen this, and we're like, okay,
that's weird.
It's weird, but they would literally carry the baby and put it over the casket like a few times.
Like, this is the baby,
right? And here's the casket, like right here.
They do that, and you take the baby,
and then you take that, and they pass them forward, back and forth, and it's weird. And thank God no one's dropped the baby in.
Yeah, it's to ward off, you know, bad spirits, right. and to kind of like. Kind of blessing the death with life almost.
Yeah.
Kind of like making up the circle. So I get that. It is still weird though.
But it's funny as you see the baby dangling, you're like, sorry kid, this is your turn. You know, this is welcome to Filipino families.
The circle of life. Bananas. So but like another child one. Right. So I remember mom saying this when, especially like, you know, when I first had Scott and all these other were having kids. So mom was always around younger kids. And I think the easiest way to translate the word digawat is like the little cowlicks or little
swirls on the top of your head.
Right. Where those things. And it's believed that if you have two of them, you're going to be a bad child or you're going to be a wild child.
So what does that mean if there's, what if there's two but split between?
That's why we're both evil.
There it is.
That makes sense now.
Mystery solved.
Now, it only gets exponentially worse. If you have two tigyawats, I have two tigyawats. It's like, oh man, the world's going to burn. But, you know,
we'll watch it.
But a lot of times, there's no truth to that.
Yeah,
it's like they're going to have a weird cowlick if they sleep in a weird position. But outside of that, there's no real bad luck that can occur, I think.
Well, speaking of the funerals, back to that, because we were talking about it earlier. I still do this. I'm sure we all still do this. Is like after a funeral or a wake, you're not supposed to go straight home. So the spirits don't follow you, and so they can find their way to the afterlife.
Yeah, the premises have confused them, but like they're pretty smart. I'm just saying.
Well, the spirit doesn't have a brain, I don't think.
No, we did this. My family and I did this. We were kind of forced into it because. I don't know every single thing about Filipino culture and superstitions.
Me neither.
And I got yelled at, you're going home? I'm like, yeah, it's late. I'm tired. We have to go somewhere else. I'm like, we're not going to go out to eat. He's like, no, go anywhere else and just stop there. I'm like, why? The spirits will follow you home. They said that at Disneyland Haunted Mansion, no one showed up.
No one even hurries back.
And not going to lie, though, you know, I wouldn't mind like the people that I love the most.
Yeah.
Follow me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Right? But... you know, it's a very common superstition where you bug or just kind of...
it's like to dust off.
Dust
off.
I would say beat off.
I'm going to have to bleep that one.
What it meant was, like, you know, when you take the carpet and you bug.
Yeah, you hit the carpet.
Yeah, you hit it.
Yeah.
Not the other term.
You don't beat it.
Yeah. Thank God we know how to edit.
it may not make the edit.
Yeah. But the concept is to make sure you don't get followed home and stuff, which is funny because it's a lot about spirits about following you home, like the back to the taupo thing. Like,
right.
Yeah. You know.
Imagine like one of my grandparents just came back to just kill you because your stairs are divisible by three.
It's like, if you had gold stairs, I'll come with gold. But no.
It's like, what's the purpose of superstition? Is it to control? Is it to manage? Because,
well, it can be a both. So, you know, another one, right? In that concept, right? Don't go to sleep with your hair wet.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you'll go blind. Really? Moving on to the next one. This one's a popular one. I remember, you know, we're having dinner with mom and whatever. Yeah. And I'm kind of scratching my hand. She's like, hey, Simon, is your hand itchy? I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. You're getting money. So I don't want to say the word believe, but I kind of follow this one.
Yeah, you know, okay. I have a funny story about this, actually. I remember I was on the phone with a friend of mine. He's Filipino also. And I was like, oh, man, my palms are so itchy. And long story less long. You know what he did?
Yeah.
He picked me up and we went to San Manuel.
Did you guys do well?
He did. But I didn't know I broke even, but it was funny. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing? All right, we're gonna. It was so late at night too, and it was still crowded. And I was like, well, I guess we're going to San Manuel because my hands were itchy.
You know, that's what I buy lotto. When I buy more lotto, I always buy like, you know, super lotto. Yeah. Or, you know, whenever I'm getting gas.
Yeah. Right.
And so when times are out and about and I feel that itchy palm, like, I'm going to go buy a lotto ticket. Because like, okay, yeah, it's a silly superstition, but all it takes is one time for me to be right. Right. And I'll be like, I'll believe it every single time. I will preach to the mountains. If your head's itchy, you will win the lotto.
But I feel like that's how superstitions start, right? Because you do it 100 times and it happens once, then it's true. Not the other 99 other times.
Yeah, because I'll go to bed with my hair wet 99 times, and then all of a sudden I'm blind in the 100th. That's the, well, I mean, that's how it happens, right? So kind of that goes to another one. I don't think you understand this one or know about this one. Not understand, but there's something called pasma.
No.
So it's like when you have super shaky hands and they're sweaty and they're hard to control. Basically, if you're diabetic and you go through the shakes, that's what pasma is. So I already told you the reason why pasma is within the culture because, you know, there's a lot of diabetics,
yeah,
right?
And gout.
So gout. So, you know, when they're shaking, it's because it wasn't maybe because they're in denial of the diabetes. Yes. Yeah.
Diabetes.
So if they're in denial of diabetes, and you know their hands are shaking because they washed their hands after they did a lot of work, right? So let's say I fixed my car and stuff, and right after I fixed my car, I start washing my hands, but I shouldn't. I should leave my hands dirty, which one, gross.
Yeah.
Two, it'll give me the pasma. Right, and I'm like, no, like, no, you have the diabetes shakes.
Oh, and that's even worse.
It is even worse. But you know, if people pass it off as like that superstition, they're not gonna get checked. They're not gonna go see a doctor, and they just kind of lead into bigger problems, right? So, you know, that's one that I thought that was interesting. Could you imagine? You know, a lot of people were out in the field working, whether, you know, it's hard labor or anything that you work with your hands.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to wash your hands afterwards. But ironically, every Filipino parent wants to study a doctor
or a nurse that requires very clean hands.
So, you know, the irony is still there. But, you know, that's one of the superstitions I thought that was interesting. That's a new one to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I work with my hands quite a bit. You know, outside of work, I live very software life, but
yeah,
you know, fixing stuff, and it's weird to me. And you know, to continue on the idea of the sweats, remember when we were playing baseball outside or just running around like kids, and you know, we were sweaty, right? But what we'll do to our backs to make sure that we don't, I guess, essentially die,
forgot,
so like, she'll dry our back,
That I remember, like, she didn't do anything. One thing specifically.
No.
I do remember making sure we had like an extra shirt so it wasn't wet. It wasn't. I was like, we're only 3 minutes away from home. Why are we doing this now?
And the belief is that if you have sweat on your back and it dries off, you get pneumonia.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
But last time I checked, pneumonia is not caused by sweat on your back.
That's just extra effort.
Yes. So again, kind of going back to what you were saying, maybe it happened enough times to somebody.
Yeah.
And they witnessed this. Oh, they have it because they were, you know, they never dried their back. Okay, we'll just believe that from now on.
That's the story.
Yeah. That's the ticket. I don't have diabetes. I just have the pasma. You know.
That's unfortunate.
That is very unfortunate. Random thought, going back to your gambling one.
Oh, yeah. I was actually just thinking that.
Yeah. So, you know, pastime in Vegas. We don't gamble too much. So we'll have a drink in hand and we'll people watch.
Yeah.
It's fun to people watch in Vegas. You know, if you don't want to gamble, just want to hang. It's always fun. And no matter what time of day.
Oh.
But I'll let you explain this one. This is, I love this one. And I love the way you explain it.
I'm not going to bash anyone who's religious, but if you're going to use your religion as a way to boost your luck in gambling, it's probably not the right way.
No.
Because I remember, I was playing on a video slot, and we're always having fun, like, whatever.
Penny slots and just
Yeah. And I noticed the lady in my eye line, she was literally, well, for those who can see it, she's just doing this. She's making the sign of the cross, like touching the screen in a cross as the reels are going down. And she's like, I was like, girl, that's not how it works. God ain't here. God ain't here when you're gambling.
He is not in this house of sin.
He is not here. Yes, there are three of us gathered, but not in his name. And she's going, doing the sign of the cross, literally smearing it on the screen every time she spun the reels. And it was fascinating to me. I was like, that's not...
No, it's counterintuitive.
That's a lot of wrong things going on at once.
Same time. And this makes me remember one where instead of like, you know, smacking the thing and, oh, please, Jesus. Yeah. You know,
imagine.
No, they had a rosary.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's like she was using the beads. And then the other hand, she's pressing the button. I was like, oh, I don't understand why you think that's going to work. Prayer, there's power in prayer, y'all. I get it. But not like your
that. That's kind of, I don't think that's how it works.
No. Well, to be fair, God answers all your prayers, right? And sometimes that answer is a no. It's the very
leave the casino. Leave it.
Oh, y'all, don't use your religion. Don't use prayer as a means to turn your luck, and especially when it's turning your luck for gambling.
Are you like referring to Manny Pacquiao's mom?
Oh, when she was trying to double fist the rosaries
and a crucifix,
and she was hexing the opponent. Like, she was pointing at them with like two fingers and dagger eyes going, and I was like, that's not how it works. You're not making us look very good as Filipinos.
Because, you know, one of the commandments, thou shalt not kill, but it's like,
No. If you don't use prayer to kill, you don't be like, dear God, I hope you kill this person. I love you. I will go to church. Amen.
And if you kill that person, I promise to go to church every Sunday. That doesn't work that way. But, you know, luckily and fortunately, our parents weren't too superstitious. Maybe just at the Gawa thing. This is a random one. This just came off the top of my head. My dad, we were kids, and, you know, as a
your dad?
Our dad. he would drive us around everywhere, per the usual. Mm. And we're going to school one morning, and he stops. There's no stop sign. He just stops in the middle. And he goes, hey! And he makes a U-turn. Yeah. We were so confused. Like, we thought he forgot something. And he goes, oh, there's a black cat. There's bad luck. We have to go somewhere else. He goes, it crossed my path. Like, I didn't think it was specifically Filipino.
No.
But I don't think it is, but it baffled me. Yeah. And he just made a U-turn, and we still got to school on time.
Yeah, we did.
Confused as hell.
I can't believe you remembered that.
Well, you know, with these podcasts and these conversations, sometimes things just kind of happen and unlocking dormant memories. But that's something I really wouldn't ever forget because it was so weird because we were so routine, right? You know, we lived very, you know, in a very regimented way.
We were up early. We were out the door at the exact
very
same
specific
time every day.
We were never late for school because of it. And just to see him turn around, it's like, so... this cat is going to determine the rest of your day, but at the same time, maybe in his own dad mind, he's like, I want to protect my kids.
Yeah, well, knowing dad,
that is how our dad is.
He didn't want us to have a bad day at school. Imagine, damn you cute black cat, why did I get a B-? I studied hard.
So summer is this summer for me. I'm going to a ton of weddings.
Oh man, there's so being a lot of weddings means a lot of wedding superstitions.
Not all of them, marriages, the weddings that I'm going to. Technically, right? They're not all Filipino, but you know, there's some superstition to be had, and one of them that kind of stood out for me was siblings cannot marry within the same year. Not marry each other. That's just weird.
Okay, but, yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, give context. No one does that. Or no one should be doing
that. No one. But it's believed that if I get married in January, Mark can't get married until the next year. Or else it ends up dividing the blessings, right? Yeah. I mean, it's okay, we divided a cell together.
And that was pretty lucky.
But have you heard of that one?
Yes, yes. Another one that I heard about with siblings is siblings can't marry out of order of birth. So technically, you were married first.
Yeah.
But my relationship is the freshest one comparatively.
Yeah.
But that means to get married next,
I guess. And then our sister, who's 9 years younger,
she has to wait, but her relationship's been much longer than
exactly.
mine. Exactly. Which, so, by the way, don't make any speculation here, because I know people are like, when are they gonna get married? We're not playing that game here.
He's lying.
Well, that means I'm next.
Well, yeah, I've been married for a long time, and, you know, I was lucky to be married this long. I don't know how she tolerates me for this long. But speaking of luck, I don't think it's exclusively Filipino.
Yeah.
But when it rains on your wedding day.
Oh, yeah, that's not Filipino, but that is a huge superstition.
Yeah, and I'm kind of a person who kind of sides by that. I don't think it's bad luck at all. I'll never forget in my wedding, Nanay was so happy.
She was actually really excited.
She was so happy. It was an outdoor wedding too.
Yeah.
Right. So as it began, right before it began, it was drizzling, and it was enough rain for people to notice, but not kind of, you know,
sweater. It wasn't a downpour.
No. Yeah. And, you know, before we got set up to walk, Nanay comes up to me. She's like, and Mom too.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so lucky. This is so great.
I remember that.
This is such a good luck. You should be very happy. And I'm like, I'm. First of all, I was happy that Mom and Nanay were there.
Yeah, of course.
But for them to be beaming about it, and it kind of, there's a lot of nerves that happen in a wedding, and that kind of soothed that. So I appreciate that, Mom, and Nanay, wherever you are, I appreciate you. I love you. But those are the things that you hold on for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I guess you can say I'm a believer of it, because I've been married for a lot of years.
Like you said, it only takes one time for that superstition to be true.
Yeah, but, you know, I lucked out, I guess.
You did.
But it's not because it rained.
It's because of good hard work and communication and growth.
Okay, maybe the rain or the wind.
And a little bit of rain and luck.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So that does it. There's plenty more where that came from. But
right.
It's going to be a long, long video if we went through all of them. I actually found a site that had 118 of them.
If anyone else out there, whether it's Filipino or otherwise, what are the superstitions you know growing up? Because we want to know. And was it true?
Yeah, did it work for you? Did it not? Or did you? Are you still going through that bad luck because you have to think about what's on your head? You know, let us know.
How, like, have you grown up to? Have you grown since you jumped in New Year's? Let us know.
Oh well, yeah, absolutely. What if you fell down during New Year's? Do you get shorter?
I don't know, but I had coins in my pocket in New Year's, and I got fired 3 months later. So there's that.
New superstition?
Oh yeah, don't have coins in your pocket
while jumping up and down during New Year's.
Yeah,
that's the takeaway from this
week. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, with that said, say bye, ditto.
Ditto.